This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 532. Can't they do the podcast without Chris? Okay, then. Let's podcast. I'm Brian Kilby. With me, this week, Chris isn't here right now. XV is away. But I have Don.
He was on special assignment. Hello, everybody.
And Matt.
Hey, how's it going?
It's good. It's good. Diecast.
Yeah, we're doing a test to see if the ratings go up without Chris.
Ooh, that's a good idea. And Rob Clay.
Hi.
I have headmasters on the brain, so I am. Or is that Brain Master?
Well, there are worse theme songs to have in your head. You could have, the Digimon Fusion theme stuck in your head.
I don't know that theme.
Good. You be good. It's auto-tuned and it's terrible.
You know what has the best theme ever? Dinosaurs.
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 No, I'm gonna have to agree with Don on this one.
Okay. Why lose? Man, gosh, it's been a pretty busy week for me, podcast-wise, because I've been working crazy trying to pull together a new show and figure out stuff, which we will actually have the first episode posted on September 4th. It's my new podcast, What's Happened to the Headmasters. It's going to be pretty awesome. So it's actually on iTunes now, I just learned. So if you want to go and subscribe, that would be phenomenal. Yeah, I just got the note from iTunes like 30 minutes ago that it was posted, so please go and subscribe. It would make my day. The first episode's recorded. I'll have episodes 2 and 3 recorded this weekend. I'm going to get several in the can before we start posting it. Basically, it's an exploration of Headmasters, Master Force, and Victory, but through the lens of the Omni Production dubs. Great feedback so far on the first episode, and I'll be honest, I listened to it today and I'm my harshest critic, and it was amazing. Totally amazing.
Well, there's one. I think we found the first podcast that I won't be on.
Oh man. Well, it would be hard. We will have people over Skype, but really the way to do this is like face to face. That's the way it works best, so. But we'll see. Did anybody get anything this week? I did not. So I can abstain.
I did.
What'd you get?
I got the second KO clear generation toy Combaticon.
So it's clear.
Constructicon.
It's clear and it's a KO. That's it's just clear, like doomed to degenerate like right there.
It feels like the tolerances are really good. I'm surprised. And the only thing I can tell, like right off the bat, that's obvious that they changed is he doesn't have posable hands. Like they're just solid hands.
Really?
Which doesn't bother me at all.
But they made that change. Did they fuse it together, or what do they do?
It looks like they're just new hands.
That's weird.
That are just like, obviously one solid piece of plastic. So I'm sure that saves on the price of the toy.
Well, do you think they came from another toy?
Possibly. Yeah. I mean, the gun still fits in his hand. Yeah. So, and there's the solid hand. I mean, it's a perfect hand. It's not, I don't get bothered by that stuff. And I mean, roughly these guys are costing me like $8 or $9 a piece. So,
oh, nice!
It's a big difference. Then
that's amazing.
How was the scrapper? The first one was scrapper, right? I heard he wasn't that great.
He wasn't great, but he's not bad. I mean, you have to understand what you're paying for these things. You're basically paying, $10 or whatever. So the weird part is when it got shipped, because it got shipped from overseas, they actually threw the box out and took the plastic clamshell and they cut a hole in the packaging of the other item I got and just like shoved him in the hole.
That's amazing.
And this is the other item I got. It's the
that thing is ginormous.
Mega Action Optimus Prime, and it is a licensed product.
It's absurd.
He's pretty big. He's about the size of Combiner Wars Devastator.
Wow.
So, and he does have lights. I just haven't gotten a chance to put him in. And he doesn't transform, of course, but he is super poseable.
It's not
which is really nice.
It's not as absurd as that giant Scorponok that I have, but it's pretty absurd.
Yeah. And
so how much was that diecast?
Well, you can pick it up on Big Bad Toy Store for $179.
How much did you pay for it?
I don't know.
37 cents.
Was that the one where the shipping was a little bit more than you thought it would be? And it wound up, you mentioned that last week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But God, it's huge.
Yeah.
Is that premium paint version of it, or is because that looks like metallic paint?
It's weird. It's a little metallic. It's like a reddish orange, almost like a red copperish color. So that kind of gives it like a metallic look to it. Some of the paint's really nice. It's really weird. I was looking over the figure last night, and some of the paint is like super crisp, and then other spots there's little spots of paint that are actually missing. So the paint job could have been a little bit better on it, but there's other places where it looks phenomenal. So it's one of those, like, it was so close. And then the other thing I got was tfradio.net/Amazon. Amazon finally got their Trypticons in, and this is my second Trypticon because the first one had a bunch of issues. This one had no issues. The legs worked right out of the box. The chest panel worked right out of the box where I didn't have to force it to bring it down. And
I didn't
put on the sticker sheet yet, but the stickers actually look like they're cut all the way through.
Oh, wow. Good. Okay.
So it definitely could just be a initial production batch problem with the way that with what we're hearing is some people are now getting more Trypticons that are in better shape out of the box.
Yeah.
That was what Hasbro was saying at SDCC, and I'm really glad it seems to have been borne out.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they just rushed getting that into production, or if they realized after the first, the initial run, like they needed to tweak some things.
Hmm.
But yeah, that's all I got this week.
Cool. Don, did you get anything?
Absolutely nothing.
Really? I'm disappointed.
I got a $2.50 Titan Master Fangry. Because it was on clearance, but that's really about it.
Don's still recovering from his purchases of multiple Cybertrons.
Yeah, and
I got something. Thank you for the reminder.
Yeah, the big guy behind me.
Mm. Darn that sound wave! Sorry, couldn't help it. Okay, so Matt, did you get anything?
No toys. I did get a couple shelves on which I shall place toys, but I haven't put them up yet. So,
Rob,
I got a couple things. I got Titan Master Shuffler, thanks to Don.
Ooh,
and that is an adorable little toy. That is really great.
Isn't it fantastic?
It is. I'd like to get Ramhorn, but I think at this point, since I have all the major molds, I'm content with where my Titan Masters are now. And yeah, Shuffler's great. I like his tank mode. I like the elephant. It's just a really great little set. And also, thanks to one of my YouTube viewers, I have a copy of Gundam Breaker 3 for the PlayStation 4. So that will be probably one of the projects coming up soon on the Flail Through's YouTube channel.
Cool. I did get one thing this week, and I completely forgot about it. I got Skeletron, the Toys R Us exclusive.
Nice.
Last night toy. He's beautiful. Oh my God, he's beautiful. I got this through Orson at Captured Prey.
Hmm.
So pretty awesome. Pretty phenomenal. That's it. That's all I got. Okay. Chris is not here, so we're going to power through because I'm certain he got something this week, didn't he?
Yeah, as far as I know, but I'm not exactly sure what yet.
Okay. So we do not have a This Week in History that's really worth covering that we haven't covered recently, but I do want to do this. It's a good time to sneak in the mailbag, or as I'm calling it, Dear RFC. Dear RFC, hi Brian and team. Had an idea for There Goes My Money. During the week, if people comment in on what they got Transformers-wise, you could do a poll with the most popular purchase of the week, or just bring up strange special items people got. Keep up the good work. That's from Mark. So when I first heard this, I thought, well, Mark hasn't been listening, because I thought that he's talking about, we talk about what we get, which we stopped doing that on There Goes My Money. But after reading it again, it makes sense. What he's suggesting is that we ask people to say where their money went this week.
I like it.
I like that idea.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So when he first said it, I'm like, oh, well, that sounds, if we talk about what we got and then have people to vote on it, because that's exactly what our pals at the Transmissions podcast do. But this is sort of turning that idea on its head, and it's what the listeners do. We can figure out how to do that. I think that's a great suggestion. Anybody have any thoughts? Diecast, would you be up for doing that?
Oh yeah, absolutely. They can always tweet at me at Diecast too. If they get something cool, let me know.
Okay. Well, let's do it, starting next week, at Diecast 2.
And thanks for the suggestion, Mark.
Yeah, thanks for the suggestion. Yeah. And go to tfradio.net, click on the Contact Us button, and you can also send a note. It's easy. It automatically sends me an email, and we will try to read as many of them as we can on the show. And in the chat, Eric says that his money went to Jason Kirk. Yeah. So let's go ahead and jump to the big item for this week. We don't really have anything major, but for me, the big item was the fact that the SDCC exclusives on Hasbro Toy Shop went up.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, I know. If you want that Optimus Prime with a piece of rubber, I bet you could still get it.
Probably.
But honestly, not.
Oh, let me check.
Why not?
You have
to be over 18 years old to purchase that?
Oh, God, Diecast. So I was at work in a meeting when those actually went up online. And so I couldn't check. So Triplett had pinged me on the inner office IM system and said, hey, they're up. I'm like, oh, great. Of course, I didn't look at the timestamp. And I went and nothing was available. Until I found out that Optimus Prime was available. I had resigned myself just to getting the primitive Optimus because I decided I didn't need the box set. Because there's only one thing in it that I actually even kind of wanted. And
everybody wants Leoric. Of course.
That was actually it.
Oh.
Yeah, Leoric was actually the one that I kind of wanted. I decided that I didn't want the G.I. Joe set because basically I have those figures 10 times over. So,
makes sense.
Yeah. Don, you did manage to snag the primitive Optimus, though, didn't you?
Yes. I was afraid, okay, it's a Black Prime. It's Hasbro Toy Shop. It's Nemesis Prime all over again. But actually, the order went through. I got confirmation, and I got ship confirmation today. It's supposed to be here by FedEx on Friday. So I am shocked and still worried that they're going to say, oops, we made a mistake. Here's your refund.
Yes, but it's looking like it may be Nemesis Prime all over again, but not for you.
So, I'm sorry if anyone has to go through that. It's just apparently they didn't have many at all.
So, yeah, it seems that way. Now, with that being said, in the past, I've heard about people who had stuff in there. It's happened to me. I would have stuff in my cart. I would go to pay for it, and it would be sold out. I heard about that happening a little bit this time, but it didn't seem as rampant as it has in the past. Now, Rob, you and I have talked about this, and I don't honestly remember. We had talked about how some of the SDCC exclusives were going to show up at HasCon, but was that just around, was it Magic the Gathering?
I think so. I want to say it was, I'm trying to think of the right way to phrase it. I'm not sure it was ever confirmed that things would show up at both HasCon and SDCC. If so, I think it was only for G.I. Joe that it was confirmed. Sorry, I'm a little slow this week. I'm not feeling great.
I'm sorry. That's fine. It's good. It's good. If you manage to snag anything at Jaring from Hasbro Toy Shop, congratulations. If not, hopefully I'll be able to snag some of this one of that Primitive Prime at HasCon. That'd be nice. But
that's what I was kind of hoping too, but. Who knows if it's going to be there or not?
I checked eBay, and most people were selling it for like $100 or more. Not interested in doing that.
No.
So moving along. So Transformers: The Last Knight comes home to digital on September 12th and Blu-ray on the 26th. It has, and I'm trying to find a photo of it. It has the most boring cover that I've ever seen. The one on Amazon doesn't look to be. The one that's actually that's been circulated on the internet. But that's actually later than I thought. I just assumed by this point it would already, considering it didn't do well, I figured it would just already be on Blu-ray. I've been looking for it, but no dice.
I mean, that's actually pretty fast for a summer blockbuster.
Yeah.
Well, they're also trying to, you know, strike while the iron's hot and recoup as much as they can. Because if they wait too long, there'll be a lot better movies towards the holidays for people to buy instead.
Incidentally, Road to Bree Optimus Prime is still available on Hasbro Toy Shop.
It's what, $50?
No!
Shocked.
Well, you know, it was like someone mentioned on Twitter, it's like, Rob, I think it was you. You said, you know, the two Hasbro teams didn't know what the other one was doing. It was like, you know, we've got this slightly better repaint for $50. Oh, we got this completely new paint job with the new parts and everything for the same price. And it's like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just, you know. I can't imagine. Yeah. I just imagined it had to be two completely different teams working on that. Like you said, the one, it's a slightly improved paint job of, on the Voyager and a chunk of tire for $20 above retail. And yeah, and the other one is this fantastic new paint job, new parts, and a robot called Shredicus Maximus for $5 above retail. How do those even come out of the same company?
I think I replied, it's just like the Sam's Club when they did the yellow RID Optimus and that slightly tweaked RID Magnus that looks absolutely horrible if you combine them into Omega Prime.
Mm-hmm.
Because according to what I was told many years at BotCon, I talked to the Hasbro rep. He said that was done by two different teams, and neither team knew they were doing a Sam's exclusive. each of them thought they were doing the only one, and the teams never realized until after the stuff was already at market that there was two teams doing the product. That's why that Omega Prime looks so horrible. Is they couldn't color match the figures because they didn't even know they were doing them.
Okay.
Wow.
So, yeah, the movie is coming out in September. Next, we got Titans Return Slugslinger hits Australian retail plus Wave 6 case assortment revealed.
Ooh.
So it looks like these Wave 6 is going to be three Slugslingers. So this is in... Go ahead.
We knew previously that Slugslinger was going to be the only new figure in this assortment. We just had no idea what the rest of the assortment was going to be. Now we know.
So it's three Slugslingers, two Hot Rods, two Cups, and a Hardhead. So are there usually an eight item, or is it a four that we usually get? Or is it usually four new items and two of each?
It's usually four new items and two of each, but it can vary.
Yeah,
I find it surprising that we've got two Hot Rods in this, you know, per case in this assortment, knowing that Rodimus Prime is going to be one of the first wave figures for Power of the Primes.
That might be why, honestly, you know, just to have, you know, the Hot Rod and the Rodimus Prime kind of available as close to concurrently as possible.
But Rodimus Prime is the Hot Rod and Rodimus Prime.
Yeah.
But it's also going to be around $50. And if this wave hits a little further out, because wave five isn't even in most places. So we're looking at probably another month, a month and a half for wave six making it over here, give or take. And that'll be October, maybe even early November. So you're going into fourth quarter. They're doing the Hot Rods on the shelf, so that way people shopping for early for Christmas, well, we can't afford a $50 toy, but here's something that looks similar for $15.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Cool. So, moving along, we have a while back, Takara Tomy Mall pulled for certain Legends series figures that could be reissued, including Jetfire, Megatron, the Leader Class Megatron, and Fortress Maximus and Chrome Dome, with the idea that if not enough pre-orders were placed, that they would be canceled. Well, they were canceled.
Not all of the pre-orders were canceled.
Yeah.
There were several. There were going to be, two different, an early release and a later release, I think. including Legends Jetfire, Combiner Wars, Leader Class Megatron, Fortress Maximus, and Chrome Dome. And later, I believe, Generations RC and Windblade once again, Legends Ultra Magnus, and the Legends Blur, Scourge, and Wheelie from the Titans Return line. So far, the only ones we know of that are canceled are Jetfire, Megatron, Fortress Maximus, and Chrome Dome.
Yeah. So nobody wants that Megatron again.
No.
I didn't. Yeah, that one doesn't surprise me.
I didn't really want it the first time.
Well, that was the one they used for G1 Megatron and Armada Megatron?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's Yeah.
Hey Don, I've got an extra Armada Megatron if you want it. I'll sell it to you for $50.
You've also hit your head apparently.
$48. I only pay $20 for it on clearance.
No, that's not Donomics. That's ripping people off.
$46.
But when you put it on eBay for that price, it's okay.
But the good news out of this is that the Legends Blur reissue has not yet been canceled. So if anybody was having a problem finding that before, keep an eye on these pre-orders.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And even though I sold Ultra Magnus, I'm still kind of tempted to get him back. But it's like, I don't know why. I just kind of want it now. That I guess because I don't have it anymore because I sold it. I want it back. But
so speaking of the Takara Tomy pre-orders, if you missed out on Metroplex from what 2013,
and you hate money,
and you want to spend a lot of money on it, you're in luck. Because
boy, are you in luck!
It's up for pre-order for only $250.
Oh my god,
$259.99.
Yeah, that's. Yeah.
Granted, it
looks
does,
fantastic in this deco.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I mean, if we had gotten this at the US price, I would not have bought Utopia, but we didn't, and I did, and I still think Utopia is a better looking Metroplex than the American version.
Utopia is just still too small.
But that's when you get an unused brick of VHS tapes and put it up under the figure and it boosts it up a little bit. But
and actually, if you know, considering Metroplex and Fortress Maximus are from the same mold, if you want a Metroplex that is shorter, considerably shorter than Fortress Maximus, Utopia might be a good move.
Yeah. That's a good idea. I mean, but, Utopia has a nice heft to it, but he doesn't really fit with Legends and Generation stuff. He just looks out of place.
Gotcha.
But you're right, Matt. The deco is so beautiful on this. I wish we had gotten this. Yeah, even if we could got this in the U.S. with just one gun to counteract the price of the deco, I think that would have been so much more of a good thing.
Yeah, it's beautiful, but it's not $260 beautiful. No. I'm sorry.
So I want to say this in the chat. Eric said, who is at Eric Crowbar on Twitter. I got your Twitter out there, Eric. he said that he just paid that much for a used Metroplex.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah, because the market did really go up on those.
Yeah. And I'll be honest, that's what I paid for the guy behind me.
You know what?
So,
and I was actually kind of surprised to see this pre-order come up because we weren't sure if this was even possible to reissue, what with sharing parts with Fortress Maximus. We didn't know if molds had been changed or not.
Hey, Chris, what do you think about this Metroplex pre-order?
It's really expensive.
It is, isn't it? It's really expensive. Welcome to the show. You okay? Everything good?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Everything except the traffic.
Oh, I got stuck in traffic today. It sucked.
Well, did you find anything super special on your big day out?
Look, he has a box.
My Toys R Us project was a complete failure. I'm going to try again on Sunday.
What were you looking for?
And yes, there is a something to spend my coupon on before it expires.
Oh, gotcha.
And I could not find a single thing to spend a coupon on, an unrestricted coupon.
Doesn't at Toys R Us. That just sucks, doesn't it?
That's typical of Toys R Us.
Yeah.
I was vaguely hoping to find the Infernicus set, but no luck on that so far. I only got to go to one Toys R Us.
I kind of want that too. I did manage to get, like I mentioned, brain fart, Skeletron from Orson, A Captured Prey.
Like yeah, $2. I saw that on your Twitter.
And it's only like $2 over retail, so I was totally fine with that. I thought that was a great deal. Yeah, so what do you have in the box?
Well, I haven't opened it yet, so okay. Well, I mean, that's just going to have to be a surprise, isn't it?
Okay, we'll rejoin that next week.
Yeah.
So what else we got going on here next? TF Nation's unofficial Transformers animated Trial and Error to be receive second printing. So I saw I think McFeely tweeted that out. Mm-hmm. It looked like TF Nation was awesome.
Yeah, really.
Oh my god, TF Nation looked like a lot of fun. It reminded me of what I'm not going to say BotCon was, because it looks to be bigger. It looks to be bigger and more professional than not that BotCon wasn't professional, but it was more of a shoestring sort of deal back in the day. This looks more like something closer to OTFCC, but it's not unofficial, but it looked awesome.
Well, I believe all the people involved in organizing it are very experienced at organizing conventions, so yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And McFeely apparently did not sleep. McFeely's not that much younger than I am, so pulling an all-nighter, you know, at his advanced age.
I think he's probably older than you now.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, that's pretty impressive. But yeah. TF Nation looked like a lot of fun. Hopefully TFCon USA will be nearly as fun. I think the Brits though know how to put on like a really wild and fun convention where I think we are way more, I don't know, we're more suppressed with our emotions sometimes when it comes to conventions here. Our conventions just aren't as fun as theirs.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait to hopefully I can actually get a copy or something at some point, because if this is like an unofficial end to animated, I really want to see how it all works out.
Yeah.
Wait, I know the end of the animated. Jazz dies.
Yeah.
No, Prowl dies.
Prowl dies. Sorry.
That's the end.
Spoilers.
So I'll mention this. So I've been going through my toys organizing, which I've mentioned off and on. I am very close to being done. And I've been fiddling with a lot of my animated stuff, and most of it holds up really well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, God, I wish stuff was as cool and fun as this now. Even though I love Generations, it still doesn't have the same energy to it that that did. But as much as I love Armada and their toys that I still hold in high regard, a lot of those toys, especially at the deluxe scale, haven't aged well.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, let's be 100% fair here. Some of those toys were not great when they were brand new. I'm looking at you, Wave 2.
Yeah.
That was Sideways and Smokescreen, yeah. By the way. Like, Sideways I love as a gimmick platform, which is how I love a lot of Armada, but it is not a good action figure by any means, and neither is Smokescreen.
Voyager Megatron is still one of my all-time favorite toys. I still love that toy.
That was, in fact, an Ultra. But yeah, that's also, on the gimmick platform scale, that's a really nice toy.
Yeah. Okay. So Ultra and Voyager, roughly the same. It's not like it's a Mega.
Which it was a $5 difference back then. Today it would be like a $15 difference, because today's leaders basically are Ultras from that era.
It's so crazy.
Sadly.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But God, he's still a phenomenal toy. But I'm really enjoying more of the Energon and Cybertron stuff as I've gone through it.
Well, Energon had really good Ultra class figures, yeah. Such as Landmine.
Yeah.
Scorponok was one of those too, wasn't it?
Yep.
I love Scorponok. I wish I'd still had my Dark Scorponok, but I got rid of that.
I wish I had gotten one of those. Yeah.
But, you know, unfortunately, one of the animated toys that I was most disappointed with was Jetfire and Jetstorm and Safeguard. That one was not a good toy.
So, yes, I'm realizing going through this that there are things that I'm missing because I parted ways with it. That is one. That Same is a toy here. That I no longer have, and I don't mind it so much.
Because I mean,
Jetfire,
you know,
Jetstorm was very experimental. I'm not surprised it didn't turn out quite good.
Well, I mean, you know, it's just the fact they had symmetrical Dockers with Galgengar back in the late 90s.
Yes, but as I've countered with every time you've brought this up over the last 15 years, Don, that's really easy to do when the toys don't have to be individually articulated.
True. So in the chat, Ed F, and I love F is the last name, who said that Deluxe Armada Optimus is okay. I love that toy.
Oh, yes. Well,
I love the Deluxe Armada Optimus.
That has permanent desk status for me.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal toy.
What, Bendy Optimus?
Yeah.
It's such a great toy. I like it better than the leader one. I know that you could disagree with that.
I mean, it's a really nice figure and transformer. Again, most of how I appreciate Armada to this day is for the gimmicks that drive the line. The Super Bass has a really cool gimmick. The deluxe one is a better action figure, though I will not dispute that.
I like the later one better. When I still had a TV, it would turn on and off.
I mean, I think it pretty much speaks to my outlook and philosophy on Armada in the past tense that to this day, Scavenger is one of my very favorite toys from that line.
I love Scavenger.
Yeah, but that's an uncommon opinion it in is. The fandom by far. You won't get a lot of people like willing to just step up and say, that's my favorite toy.
That's not my favorite
toy, but it's one of them.
I love it. So let's see here. What else we got going on? Okay, so
what is your favorite? What is your favorite Armada toy? Before we move on,
me, Megatron.
Yeah. Mine's Tidal Wave.
I love Tidal Wave.
Yes,
but I love Megatron more.
That's fair. I can't think of a favorite. It's just all
that's because you have no soul, Don.
But I know. I think I know what your favorite Energon toy is.
RC
Battle Ravage.
Battle Doomlock.
Cruel Lock.
Well, Doomlock is the Japanese one, right?
Doomlock's the recolor with the orange sword.
Yeah. So many names.
Yeah, I know.
So many years ago.
Like when it comes to like Cybertron stuff, I'm completely lost. I'm pretty good at Energon and Armada, but Cybertron, I'm like, if it's not like Vector Prime.
I didn't really go in too much on Cybertron. I think I was a little bit worn out by that point.
Yeah, I checked out after the first couple of waves.
Yeah, pretty much the same.
So, Don, so what is your favorite?
I honestly don't think I have a favorite Armada toy. I really am sitting here trying to think of anything, and I guess Bendy Prime is one I hate the least. So I'm going to go with that, or I've got the Nemesis version, which I really think looks nice. So, yeah, because he's got run over.
It's overrun.
So I guess I'll go with Bendy Nemesis.
Okay.
Bendy Nemesis.
Okay.
Which is a half decent segue into the next story, just color scheme wise.
Which is true, yes. Perfect Effect PC-20 Black Genrai upgrade for the SDCC Primitive Skateboard Optimus Prime.
So like 5 people will be able to buy that upgrade set because that's how many people got it.
Well, the people that got it at SDCC will be able to do it.
And of course, you know, people who don't have the Optimus could still buy this if they just want like a little black Optimus cab figure. Because by all indications, that's a really nice little figure they made.
It looks nice.
Yeah,
it does.
Yeah, it's, you know, the chest mounted smokestacks still bother me from an aesthetic standpoint. But I guess, you know, with me being lucky enough to get one of the San Diego Optimuses, I'm going to be getting this now because I think it just looks really nice with all the extra parts. Plus the fact that, you know, I was looking at getting a Thunder Erebus. Now I really don't need it, and I can save the money and get this. But I'm sure some third party, if Perfect Effect doesn't do a trailer for this, someone is going to do a trailer that this will interact with.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. Like, I'd be really surprised if they didn't eventually turn out their own trailer armor body thing for their Genrai Prime mold. It just they're putting way too much behind this to not want to finish the package themselves.
Yeah.
You know, plus with them doing colors to match Optimus, this Optimus, and I think there's an Ultra Magnus one coming out as well. Yeah,
there is.
Yeah, so... Mm-hmm. So they're already getting all the major repaints for toys that already exists. So with the money they're making off that, making just matching trailers shouldn't be a really expensive piece to get out to market.
I mean, it's Perfect Effect, so it is going to be expensive when it comes to market. But in terms of the engineering cost, like not having to build a whole robot out of one thing, yeah, I mean... It's the same way they did with the Power Master upgrade part and then having the Genrai Prime be its own thing. Like, they spread out what would have been a $100 upgrade package into 2 purchases, so it seems like each one's a little bit less. And the perfect way for them to introduce this hypothetical new trailer would be Fire Guts colors on both.
Yeah, because that's one that has not been done. And I'm expecting to see that Thunder Erebus and Fire Guts before too long. But would y'all say that, you know, scarcity aside, this is probably one of the better San Diego exclusives that we had gotten in the past couple of years?
In terms of value, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, so a lot of the stuff that we've got in the past were either, I mean, this is a recolor, obviously, but it would be like a recolor of something nobody wanted, like a titanium or an alternator. Actually, no, actually with alternator we got, was it Rodimus, who was just a straight up Takara toy? But there's also a, was there an Optimus Prime?
That was a Prime, yeah.
Who was the black pickup?
Yeah, that was the first one that was then carried on Hasbro Toy Shop, if my memory serves correctly, and that was a complete disaster.
Then also, I mean, a couple other things that came out that were interesting was Soundwave with all the cassettes. That was a nice set.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was the Blaster with, I think he came with several cassettes, and he came with that really neat box with the but yeah, I mean, of things I would actually want, and I have I have the reissues that we're talking about. Primitive Prime is up there.
I kind of look at Primitive Prime and Combiner Hunters from year before last as kind of a learning process for following the Knights of Unicron set.
Yeah,
because that is weird and entertaining and out there,
but too expensive.
But it also just costs way too damn much. Whereas Combiner Hunters was a decent price for the, you know, novelty of what it was, and this is a fantastic price for the novelty of what it is.
There's also,
even Titan Force really falls into that for being a good value for what you're getting out of the package.
There was also the Cliff Jumper from Prime that was pretty cool.
Zombie Cliff Jumper. Nice.
The Zombie Cliff Jumper and Knights of Unicron, and even the G1 colored movie Dinobot set, it all kind of speaks to a pattern where they're taking a figure or a few figures and then adding a bunch of extra material that's really inflating the price because it's irregular stuff that they don't normally have facilities to produce. And like, it's great to have that special stuff on the one hand, but at the same time, I would like to have maybe the set of Dinobots that costs, you know, $110 instead of $170 and not have the pop-up thing, or just have the pop-up thing and not the Dinobots, you know, get that for like $60.
One thing I really like, and we haven't mentioned it, but obviously we have the crossover sets that were the G.I. Joe Transformers, when they were novel and inspired, like the first couple, the first one, the Starscream Jetfire was probably the most interesting one, and they dropped off pretty substantially after that.
Wasn't the Starscream Sky Striker only notable because of the cease and desist that happened over it?
Yeah, with Harmony Gold, yeah. So I have that. I have both of those. Then I have the one that is the Shockwave, and it's okay. The only thing cool about that, though, really is the bat that's in Constructicon colors. Then I didn't even get the next set, I don't think.
The next set was the one that had the little Bludgeon G.I. Joe figure, right?
Okay, I did get that then.
Whatever set that came with, like, that was one of those things where it's like, that's a cool little addition to it, but not really enough to sell the
I thought that came with this Shockwave, but I guess it didn't.
It very well could have. I didn't pay a ton of attention to those crossover sets because I'm not a G.I. Joe guy.
Then there was the Power Glide one that was made, I think, out of the Cobra Rattler, which I completely skipped.
Yeah. Yeah, also there was a His Tank Soundwave in that box.
That was last year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do I have that? I'm looking on my shelf right now. I'll have to go and look deeper.
In the archives, yeah.
In the archives, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of like the Revolution set this year is like a successor to that concept, but a little bit better since it's actual, like, an actual Transformer and then also a bunch of action figures. Like, it's something that I think appeals more across the spectrum.
Yeah, so the problem with it, though, and it's one of those things where it's a celebration of Hasbro and not a celebration of any specific thing. So I was looking at it, and even before I couldn't get it, I made the conscious decision that I didn't want it because there was no one thing other than Leoric who I kind of wanted. And I just, like, I didn't care about the ROM. I mean, ROM would have been nice. I didn't care about the Matt Tracker because I have the Matt Tracker. It came out a few years ago. Didn't care about the Micronauts so much. Didn't care about Jetfire. So,
Jetfire was really the big interest for me in that set. And I then, you know, thanks to Don, I got a good deal for one off eBay. So that's kind of satisfied at this point.
Yeah.
And I still like the Voyager Jetfire better anyway.
Yeah, and probably the good thing about this Revolution set is it made it easier for people to probably sell the other parts they didn't want, because the value was there for that much product, and you could probably, one person could buy a set, and then everybody, then him and his friends split everything, as long as you weren't wanting the same two things. But yeah. I mean,
in which case you have a fight to the death, civilized people.
But yeah. I mean, at least there was enough of a value at the $99 price, if you can get it for that, that you can sell what you didn't want and not feel like you were stuck with a bunch of stuff you didn't want.
So Gus,
yeah, I mean, the same way that the primitive skateboarding Optimus feels like a really good value for what you're getting and the price they're selling it at, like, that's a big box of stuff for that $100. Like, one thing they really nailed this year, I think, is getting the value for the cost exclusive sets.
I think so too.
Other than movie Optimus.
Gus in the chat mentioned that it needed the Inhumanoids, and I agree 1,000, 10,000%.
Yeah, I think, you know, I've got my Visionaries, I've got my RC. Inhumanoids is not the hill I want to climb on next, because it's not one of my favorites. So I'm gonna turn that over to somebody. But yeah,
it needs some jam.
Yeah. And if you're listening, you too can join us in the chat at tfradio.net/live. The show starts, we start streaming at about 7:30 Eastern time on Wednesdays. The actual show itself starts at 8, so we do pre-show from 7:30 till 8. It's a lot of fun. You should join us. Okay.
Perfect. Yeah, I'm sorry, I missed it.
That's okay. Hey, fashionably late. Perfect Effect teases unofficial Transmetal 2 Megatron-inspired figure for Perfect Effect B-Series. It's not the Megatron I would want.
Well, no, but it is the one that goes with Optimal Optimus, technically.
You know what? Transmetal 1 Megatron could go fine with Optimal Optimus, as far as
it
I'm concerned.
It could. He spent half a season in that body.
God, I love Transmetal 1 Megatron.
Yeah. It's such a good, straightforward design.
Yeah.
Now, I remember us seeing that FlyPro from Make Toys redone as...
That was Fans Hobby, though.
Oh, was it? That's what I was right. Fans Hobby. Redone as Megatron, but we don't know where that was going to land, right?
The only thing I ever heard about that was that they were maybe looking at it as like an event exclusive somewhere.
Okay.
So it was probably never going to be a general sale item. That might be something they would do for like one of the Hong Kong conventions, or even have it. It could even be something that would debut at a TFCon through one of the retailers. We just don't really know yet.
Okay.
So we have photos of Deluxe Last Night Cogman, who I hope to someday get. It looks really good.
Yes, it does.
So from what I can discern, there's basically two versions of Wave 3. One has a Drift in it, the other has a Cogman in it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so it's going to be like a case revision thing. I have seen that Robot Kingdom has individual pre-orders up for Cogman for like $21.99, I think, before shipping. So if you are really concerned about it, there is an avenue. Also, the Takara one, I think, comes out in November. So you might, get on your Japanese retail sites and look into that. I can't really find a lot of the standard import retailers we deal with that are actually carrying the Japanese The Last Night stuff. I wonder if they're not allowed.
Could be.
Well, now a deluxe shouldn't cost that much to ship. Maybe probably about $20.
It is Robot Kingdom, so.
Do they charge a lot for shipping?
Yes. Well, they're in Hong Kong, so like, you know, you're kind of starting out with a high shipping cost, and
Malaysia. It was recorded in Hong Kong for Malaysia. Yeah.
Well, Brian, I think you're just full of Hong Kong phooey right now.
I love Hong Kong phooey. I love Grape Ape, too.
Number one super guy.
Yeah.
Grape Ape.
Yeah.
Grape Ape.
I at this point, Grape the way Ape. The movie figures have been trickling out, I wouldn't be surprised if Wave 3 gets canceled.
It won't get canceled as such.
It'll just turn up at Ross.
It'll go to Ross. Yeah.
Right.
So yeah,
kind of the same thing happened with the last wave of Age of Extinction, which had Snarl and the blue crosshairs in it, which was Hotshot, I think. Yeah. Originally supposed to be Trax. That primarily showed up at discount retail, and then later on some of the first run retailers actually started stocking that.
Because I have still not seen Drift or any. I picked up Squeaks off of HTS. okay. when they hit. But as far as at retail, I have not. The only drift I have seen is that new AllSpark Power one, the little simplified one that goes. That's the only drift I've seen at retail.
What about Hot Rod? I haven't seen, like, that's supposed to be a Walmart exclusive.
Yeah, and those Autobot Ignite exclusives are starting to slowly trickle through. The Flip Change Bumblebee, the bigger one, is out. I saw a few of those today.
And there was a T-Formers, someone from T-Formers sent in a picture from a Walmart that found the Flip and Change Hot Rod a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that assortment's kind of working its way out there. So the rest of that should come out in the UK. The Autobots Unite is at Asda, I think, which is I think owned by Walmart now. So that kind of makes sense, and like they have the whole assortment available over there. You know, it'll get out here when there's room on the shelves. So basically, never.
Yeah, so we have new photos. I think we talked about these last week, but we have new photos of the January Legends releases, including the Clone Bots, Blitzwing, and Overlord. We have a lot of photos. Go to tformers.com, or you can go to tfradio.net/532 once this episode posts and you're listening to it to get to the link directly. But there's a lot of photos. I'm only going to show a couple. But
yeah, these were the ones that were posted on Takara Tomy's website, so they're a little bit better quality, a little bit clearer, and there's some different angles than the initial pictures we had last week.
I would really like to find a Hasbro Blitzwing. I would be happy with that. I know that
I've seen a couple.
Yeah. I know that as far as Overlord is concerned, that Big Bad Toy Store put it up for pre-order.
Yeah.
So
The Hasbro one.
So they already had the Takara one up.
Right.
With a September ship date, so I pre-ordered that. Overlord looks nice, but I'm perfectly fine with the one that I'll get from Hasbro.
Yeah, I just, you know, we talked about this last week, but I was really expecting their Overlord to be as Master Forces as possible.
Yeah.
And it just,
it's not like this is un-Master Force. It's the big thing is the fact that the Godmasters are fudged.
Yeah. Which I really, at that price, it just seems like that would be something that, cuz they can include two Godmasters in with the God Bomber gift set, no problem. Again,
of course, that's also like $170.
Exactly.
Well, they owe us. They owe us.
I mean, when you get down to it, those Titan Masters in the God Jinrai set are the only actually new part. Because even the parts that now were clear windows, they're just casting those same parts in clear and then painting all over them. There's not really a lot of mold changes.
Yeah.
You know, this has two new Titan Masters with it. It's got the engine inserts. They could have done more, but it would have raised the price a lot more. I think the reason that Super Jinrai ended up being as close to the normal price for a leader in Japan as it was is because they were planning to get the extra use out of it with that gift set and maybe even one more time.
Come on, Fire Guts.
Yeah.
Well, and actually, Magnus Prime, too, is a thing. Like, that could be figured into the retooling cost. So, like, that offsets it a little bit because another run of that got made. And Hasbro and Takara kind of share in the cost recouping.
Yeah, so also the photos we have from Takara Tomy's website, we have photos of Target Master Hot Rod, and I like the look of it a lot better.
I like those colors on that incredibly lackluster masterpiece figure.
There you go.
That's kind of the problem, isn't it?
Yeah, once again, Takara shows that paint can be your friend. It's not something to be scared of.
It's a sheet.
Well, it's kind of the same situation again to an extent as with MP9, where they had that really pretty e-hobby recolor, but by that time we knew that mold was made of hatred. And would just fall apart on itself.
What a terrible
toy. You know, there wasn't really any point in buying that unless you wanted to cry.
What a terrible toy to have a curse.
You know, it's, I still kind of slightly want it.
Me too. Only
later on down the road when it's like, I have nothing to buy. It's after Christmas. There's nothing new coming out for the next 6 months. There's a Hot Rod I don't have with the Target Master.
When we just had the Hasbro Titans Return Hot Rod and the Takara one was a completely speculative exercise, these are the colors I wanted on the Takara one. rather than the deco that they've actually done on Legends Hot Rod. So this kind of makes me doubly mad, because I don't want a masterpiece, but I want these colors, and I don't want the deco on the Hot Rod that I'm going to get in October.
Well, if you did want a masterpiece, this is not the one you want.
Yeah, I've heard.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not as bad as the pictures made it out to be. It's not as good as we all would hope from Masterpiece. So it's kind of a...
There are much better Masterpieces you can buy.
I don't hate it at the same time.
Yeah. It's just kind of meh. It's just kind of there.
It's
kind of problem. Like, you don't hate it, but you also don't really like it. It's just kind of sitting in the middle, and that sometimes is worse.
Yeah.
It is the weakest Masterpiece on my shelf.
Now compared to, say, Trax, because I know you didn't like Trax.
I like Trax better.
Isn't the problem with Trax just that you have to break it to transform it?
Yeah.
Yes, Trax is terrifying, but he looks it's better terrifying, than Hot Rod does.
But it's not boring.
Hey, you know what
but
I like it better than?
Indeed.
Every single alternator that ever came out.
Oh, no, it's not fair. Skids was okay.
Yeah. But now, what's interesting is, like, you know, it was the same thing with Trax and Loud Pedal. That paint job on Loud Pedal made that Trax mold into something.
It's beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, you know, pain is not your enemy.
Yeah. So one funny thing before we move along. Again, going through my shelves, I realized that I had one Masterpiece toy that didn't make the Masterpiece shelf and I didn't have room for it. But the reason it didn't make the shelf is because I thought it was the chugged version and it was Trax.
Oh.
In vehicle mode, I thought, this is the chug version, so it went in the chug box. Then I realized it wasn't, so.
Now, I say this is the weakest Masterpiece on my shelf. Keep in mind, I didn't really get into Masterpiece until MP10 came out, so all the stuff prior.
Now, you have basically everything. Yeah. What don't you have? You have all the Seekers. Yeah, you
Megatron,
have...
MP5. Yeah,
basically, he's just missing Megatron, the original Optimus...
I have the original Optimus.
But mold wise, he's just missing Megatron. It sounds like.
And Rodimus
he's
Prime
not missing anything?
No, Grimlock.
Yeah, I don't have the original Masterpiece Rodimus.
Oh God,
Grimlock.
Don't.
I do have Grimlock. He's too small though.
But he's
okay,
awesome.
Okay, so you're only missing two molds by not having bought anything prior to MP10, or by not having collected seriously before MP10.
Let's see.
That's how much inflation there's been in Masterpiece releases in the last 5 or 6 years.
It's crazy. So, hey, thank you, Amazon. Anyone out there who uses tfradio.net/Amazon, we love you so very much. So right now, I know that, Rob, you bought something on Amazon this week, didn't you?
Yeah, we were in desperate need of a new lawnmower, so we grabbed that through the Amazon link.
That's amazing. It's the freaking future.
Oh, okay, Rob. Now, when you say lawnmower, you mean lawnmower and not goat? Just
I mean an actual lawnmower. Okay. I have not checked Amazon for goats, but
okay, because my father bought a goat to clean our gully one time.
That's amazing.
Amazon? Did he buy it from Amazon?
He's in Baltimore. No. He can't have a goat.
I bet he could.
He might be able to, and his yard might be small enough where that would be a practical option.
Yeah. So
yeah, but we don't have
his neighbors might shoot it.
We need a fence, though, I think, if we were going to goat.
Yeah.
Well, no, you like stake the goat.
Oh, God. So if you want Triptychon, he is available at Amazon at tfradio.net/ Titan Eater. That's tfradio.net/Titan Eater, one word. We already had a tfradio.net/Triptychon, which is
the
platinum release. And last night on Blu-ray, that's at tfradio.net/lasthope. tfradio.net/lasthope, and you can pre-order that.
I thought that's going to be the Bumblebee movie.
I was just going to say, can we start calling Transformers 5 Transformers The Last Hope?
I have by mistake, I'm pretty certain, in the past.
No, I mean, the Bumblebee movie is probably The Last Hope.
No. So
because if that doesn't do well, we're done.
Yeah.
Transformers 5 is The Last Hope. Bumblebee movie is A New Hope.
Oh, I love it. Mock Tackle said you can also buy Lawnmower Man on Amazon, and this is true. Very true. But yeah, use Amazon, tfradio.net/Amazon.
You know what else you can buy?
What?
Ball heads.
Yes.
Tripod ball heads.
Yeah, you can buy anything basically on Amazon. It's pretty amazing. That's pretty much it. Go ahead, Rob. What's on T-Formers this week?
Okay. One moment. Okay, well, mostly there's a couple of articles I wrote. A quick Q&A about Transformers Cyberverse. What do we know, what do we think we know, and what's wishful thinking? What we know is basically nothing except the name. And at this point, anyone who says we know anything more concrete than that is probably just guessing. Next up, I compiled a list of the 5 G1 headmasters that have not become Titans Return figures in any form yet. Well, Titans Return or Legends, I should be more specific. But yeah, out of all of the headmaster figures in G1, they managed to only leave out 5 between Titans Return and Legends. Oh, yes,
I love that.
What's wrong with the headmasters? Can't they 5 without Chrome Dome?
Nice.
And lastly, it's not on this list, but just for the hell of it, I put together a little article with infographic about the mold history of the primitive Optimus Prime / Magnus Prime mold, which, of course, comes from the Combiner Wars Ultra Magnus and has been released like 8 times in the last 2 years.
That's terrible.
Yeah. With 3 major mold variants and 8 releases in the last 2 years, which is just kind of amazing. But yeah, that is all up on tformers.com right now.
Cool. I'm actually looking at a note right now from Anthony. He said, not sure if you've seen it yet, but Earth Wars Facebook page has been showing art for possible new characters, including Rippersnapper, which, you know, could potentially be Power of the Prime toy. I'm just really bad about getting at my Facebook and
Twitter. Know Rippersnapper is going to be a Power of the Prime toy.
Yeah, but like the design for it.
Yeah.
So, there's that. I think I'm getting sick again.
So, Don, what's on the network this week?
On the network this week, Superhero Time presents that one episode of Star Trek, Mortal Coil. This could legitimately be the best episode of Star Trek Voyager right after Bride of Chaotica.
That is not in the note I wrote. Stop editorializing. Do I have to do this myself?
And all it took was them killing Neelix. Funny how these things work out, isn't it? That's what it says on my copy right here.
You know, Bride of Chaotica could be a better episode if they had killed Neelix in that.
Being awesome with Rob Springer, episode 115, Bullet Points Club. This week in Awesome, Rob takes a moment to talk about seeing Transformers the movie, not that one, the other one, in 1986, before taking time to reflect on Charticon 4 years ago, the TF commercial website he was going to make for YouTube. Q&A wants to know about third-party toys, and Rob would like a Pepsi. Just a Pepsi, and she wouldn't give me one. RPG Lessons Learned, episode 15, our first Pathfinder play, Black Fang's Dungeon. On this episode, Dusty, Brian, and Mike discuss their first Pathfinder play together, Black Fang's Dungeon. Next week, we'll have Tanner from Shadow of the Cabal podcast as a guest sharing his lessons learned from a recent game he ran. How was your week, episode 16? The subtle art
how was
of
your
not
week
give...
And
episode... And 016.
No,
sorry.
How was your week? And that's the new name.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did not know that. How was your week and episode 16? The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F. This week, Wendy and Brian discussed the book, The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F, A Counterintuitive Approach to Living a Good Life. Wendy checked out the book on Audible based on Brian's recommendation, and after listening it, she had to discuss it. Is there anything to this book, or is it just a provocative title?
I don't give an F.
It's a great book. I'll spoil.
It's a good book.
It's a good book.
There Goes My Money, episode 27. You're in luck. Did you miss out on Generations Metroplex and I want to spend a lot of money for it? Well, you're in luck. That, this week's pre-orders, and more on There Goes My Money. What's Happened to the Headmasters? Preview episode. What Happened to the Headmasters is an exploration of Headmasters, Master Force, and Victory through the lens of Omni Production Dubs. If you want to know more about Japanese Transformers fiction and you don't mind that Blaster's called Billy or Blurred is called Wally, then this is the podcast for you. The first episode will be posted September 4th at midnight Eastern Standard Time.
That's my birthday.
What a terrible, terrible birthday present.
Yeah. I know you meant wonderful birthday present, Colin.
Yeah, that's opposite day. Diecast, what's coming up on RFC Reviews?
I still have Terminus Giganticus up there. He was a big review. No, I haven't had a chance to review anything.
Do you have anything in the pipeline?
I have lots of stuff
in the pipeline. He's got so
much stuff. Anything close to the end of the pipeline?
I can't even see the end of the pipeline.
Yeah.
Well, we saw you filling with something on screen earlier. What's that you got? Will that be is what you got there going to be one of the reviews?
The DX9 clear.
Oh, that's gorgeous. That's beautiful.
I could.
Yeah, you should do a quick little thing on that.
He's that's very pretty. Nice. I haven't transformed him yet, but he looks very nice. Well,
start recording before you do, so if you break it, you've at least got some material.
Yes.
Yes. So we mentioned What's Happened to the Headmasters. Again, it's available for to subscribe on iTunes now. Go and subscribe. We would appreciate it. And I'll play that preview at the end of this episode of RFC, so hang around before the credits roll. You'll get to hear it. You can find this episode at tfradio.net/532 to view the show notes. Don't forget, we have a voicemail line that you can also send texts to. That's 931-99-GOBOT, 931-994-6268. We're on Twitter at tfradio, at Facebook at facebook.com/tfradio, and on the Instagram at tfpodcast. I'm personally on Twitter at bkilby, and on Instagram at briankilby. Don, how do people get a hold of you?
I can be reached on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4EVR.
Diecast.
You can see my reviews on YouTube at RFC Reviews. You can find me on Twitter at Diecast2. And if you get anything cool, tweet at me at Diecast2. I may mention it on the There Goes My Money.
Sweet.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark. And you can also like my Facebook page at Reviews by Diecast.
Sweet. Matt is at Melvar on Twitter, 3 L's, 2 R's, M-E-L-L-L-V-A-R-R. He is an amazing follow. You should follow him. Chris is at ChrisRTXV. Anything else, Chris?
You can find John DeLuna at That John D on everything. Okay. Also, you should probably keep an eye on T-Formers and T-Formers TV on YouTube over the next week or so. Just general information there.
Does it have anything to do with that box that's behind you?
I'm not at liberty to say.
So one thing though, John on Twitter.
I'm sorry, no comment.
John on Twitter posted his awesome custom of Skullcruncher to or what is it? Skull Smasher? What is it?
Skull Smasher. Yeah,
that's so much better. To Beast Wars Megatron, the first Beast Wars Megatron, which is just phenomenal. So, was that based on a kit, or did he just up and do that?
I think he just up and did that.
I love it. Rob, how about you?
I am on Twitter at Figure Reviewers and Flailthroughs. I'm also on YouTube at Flailthroughs. And like I said at the start of the program, you will be seeing a new series from me soon of Gundam Breaker 3.
That is awesome. Well, guys, I guess that does it. We'll be back next week. Thank you for being here. Thank you to those people that are watching live, tfradio.net/live. We'll see you next week. Have a good one. Bye.
It's the best way to watch the show.
Take care, everybody.
Bye.
This is What's Happened to the Headmasters,
a podcast that goes out on the internet.
This is Brian Kilby, host of Radio Free Cybertron, the world's first and most awesome Transformers podcast. And boy, do I have news for you. Coming soon to the Radio Free Cybertron family of shows, iTunes, Google Play Music, and wherever you get your podcasts, it's What's Happened to the Headmasters, an exploration of Headmasters, Master Force, and Victory. But not the ones you may know, it's the Omni Productions dub, where you'll hear this.
Darn, Scorponok has enlarged himself.
Old favorites like these.
So you're not hurt at all.
I think it's strange as well. I was in pain and I was bleeding too. But now I don't have a scratch on me.
That's good. I'm glad you're okay. Tell me, what's your name?
Optimus Prime. I'm Japanese.
Meanwhile, Sparkle.
Father! Father!
Benny, I'm proud of you, my son. You've shown me how strong you are.
Father!
Danny, listen. If anything ever happens to me, you'll have to be strong, you hear?
Father, you'll be okay, I'm sure.
You'll have to be strong. For me, Mother, and people on Earth, you'll fight the Decepticons. Okay?
Father!
Danny, boys can cry, but not out loud. Men don't cry, they only get stronger.
And yes, of course, you'll hear this.
Darn that sound wave.
The first episode will be posted September 4th, 2017. Each episode will feature me and an exciting new guest. Oh, and yes, of course, you'll hear this.
What's happened to the headmasters? Can't they fight without Chrome Dome? Fortress Maximus has come himself. Okay, then I shall get Fortress Maximus to fight me.
Subscribe today.
Find the power pack. Headmaster.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Jeez, when are these guys ever going to move out of their parents' basements?